Jake, a win against Northwich today. Hard fought, 3 points in the end after going 1-0 down. What were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, absolutely. Very tough game. Said to the girls at the start, you know, two things. Let's bounce back and let's maintain the unbeaten run and go and put 3 points on the board. They've done exactly that. Wasn't pretty, especially the first half. The girls addressed that themselves, to be honest, at half time. In the second half, I can't fault them. You know, you're kind of scratching your head with 10 minutes to go. You know, what am I going to say to them? Because they've done everything right apart from put the ball in the back of the net. But I think if you follow this team by coming down here and watching, or you follow them on Twitter, you know the kind of never say die attitude. They dug deep, they got the equaliser, and they checked with the ref, there's 5 minutes to go, and they said, we'll go and get another. So put my trust in them. You know, we gambled in terms of going to the back three and shoving Sean up and having four up top, basically. It's paid off, but I can't fault the effort the second half. I thought it was superb.
Was it always key to get a win back in the league today after disappointment in the FA Cup last weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we go into certain games and we expect a performance. We expect certain things to come out. But today, you know, we said, let's get back to winning ways. Let's bounce back. We've had four cup games in a row. We've not had to focus on the league. And sometimes it can benefit you, but sometimes it can be a bit of a hiccup in terms of chasing teams again. But we've stayed at the top and we've had another 3 points. So we're really pleased.
Obviously, it was sort of they went ahead and you managed to turn it round, and it seemed to see before the sort of two goals actually came that nothing wanted to go in the back of the net for your side, sort of hitting the bar, in the post, everything in between. Was there sort of any time in the game where you thought that unbeaten record might have sort of fallen by the wayside this afternoon?
I mean, it's one of them. I turned to you then after probably about 30 minutes and said, is it the old cliche, is it going to be one of them days? But like I say, you know, you can't write this group off. They will kind of put it in. You know, they work the socks off Tuesday, Thursday, and it shows on a Sunday when we come up against teams. In the last 20, we can really dig deep and kind of just keep our legs moving, which is the most important thing. Steve's message today in the changing rooms was run more than the opposition. Sometimes talent don't get you many places. It obviously did today because we've got to put the ball in the back of the net, and we finally did. But no, I wouldn't say I was worried, but I would say that, you know, Izzy, especially in the back four, kept that hope alive, because defensively I thought we were very sound, and Izzy's pulled off a great save to keep it at 1-0, and then we trusted our midfielders and forwards to go and put the ball in the back of the net in the final kind of 10 minutes or so.
Definitely, you made one change to the starting 11. Moles coming back in after her injury for her first start. Rhea Dickens missing out, I guess that's through injury.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Rhea obviously went over last week on her wrist and it's swollen up, it's bruising. Not too sure what's wrong with it yet, but it's been given a grief. She's not trained, and Moz has kind of come back from injury, so she took her opportunity. I thought she was great for kind of 60, 70 minutes. Then we brought her off just in terms of her legs. She knows, you know, she's not fully fit just yet, but what she did for us for 70 minutes was down the right, was kind of what we expected last season and what we got for a full season. So she'll find that fitness, and fingers crossed, you know, Rhea's back sooner rather than later, and kind of we've got more headaches in terms of choosing the squad every Sunday again.
Definitely, you mentioned sort of having headaches within the squad. You've not really got to make a squad selection next week because you've got a Sunday off. What's the plans over the next sort of 7 days going into a game in 2 weeks' time?
I mean, we'll train as we are, but it's nice, you know, Tuesday, Thursday now we can work on certain things, areas where we want to improve or things that we want to start implementing with the girls. You know, sometimes with the games coming thick and fast, you just kind of get them ready and get them motivated for the following fixture. So we will work on something. It probably will be a weekend off. We spoke about kind of just having some seven aside, but I think with the way the season started, the Tuesday, Sunday games, Wednesday, Sunday games, and then, you know, back to back, I think we're going to give them the weekend off to kind of go and enjoy themselves and relax, spend time with kind of the friends and family and things like that, because they've worked the socks off and it's been a great start to the season.
Definitely, hoping sort of off the back of that break, it's, you sort of come back and with even more sort of energy within the group, sort of with that sort of time off, and you're sort of able to rest up a bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. I won't let them forget that second half that they've just kind of, the show they've just put on. I won't let them forget the feeling that they had at the end of the game, the feeling they had scoring the two goals, and kind of the atmosphere in the changing rooms at the end. And, you know, fingers crossed this will build the momentum. We've spoke about honest and open with each other about our performances this year, and we've said, you know, we've not been to our standards every game, but we've won games, which is great. But I think today, anyone that was here down watching the second half was superb. So it's about building on that and, you know, seeing how much we can get out of the girls, but like I say, they'll enjoy the break, the top of the league, and I can't have so much more.
Brilliant. Cheers, Jake.
Cheers, Paul.